The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and do not be afraid." And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, "Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." Brothers and sisters, the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated. I'm a new face, so I need a very short introduction. I'm Father Alfredo Guerrero. I come from the Philippines. I live with our bishop in Cubao, the Diocese of Cubao. I finished my theological studies, same school as Father Egay, in the Royal and Pontifical University of Santo Tomas. I was ordained April 11, 1986. I'm 30 years in the priesthood, like what Father Egay said. I am 58 years old, and I am single, but not available. Usually they call us priests, as ladies' choice preserve. But we call old unmarried women frozen delights. Well, last Sunday, the first Sunday, is Temptation Sunday. Jesus was tempted. You remember the gospel last Sunday. Some people say, I cannot get rid of temptation. Well, you know, there was an old retired, 80-year-old retired Monsignor whose ministry is to hear the confession of young priests. There was this young priest who went to him and said, "Monsignor, I'm depressed with myself." "Why?" "Because I'm always tempted with women." The 80-year-old retired Monsignor said to the young priest, "Don't worry, my son. It will go away when you're 80 years old." Just then, a beautiful lady passed in front of the Monsignor, and the Monsignor took a quick look at the woman and turned to the young priest. "I'm sorry, my son. It will go away when you're 90 years old." Temptation will never go away. It is just part of what and who we are, that we are always trying to overcome. And why is that, Father, that I always sin? Am I a bad person? Never believe that. All of us here are good people. Please say to your seatmate, "You are a good person." 1, 2, 3. What did he say? Are you kidding? With all my mistakes and faults and sin, I am a good person? Yes, because God didn't create anything bad. In the Bible, when God created heaven and earth, the Bible says God saw it was good. When God created plants and animals, the Bible says God saw it was good. When God created man, the Bible says God saw it was very good. Everything that God created is good. You cannot take the innate goodness planted to us by God, not even by the greatest act of mistake that you commit. No sin can remove that goodness that is always part of us because God created us as good. Sometimes I'm tired with myself, Father. I'm fed up. Don't be fed up with yourselves because many other people are already fed up with you. Don't join them. Make yourself your best friend. Love yourself. Even with all those faults and mistakes, do not give up on yourself. Ask me, why, Father? 1, 2, 3. Because God will never give up on you. Just hold on. He will never turn his back on his children who are basically good. That was last Sunday. Today, Jesus was transfigured. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And then the voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Well, God is pleased with Jesus. I am sure with us, if not sometimes, most of the time, if not always, God is not pleased with us because of our many mistakes. God is not pleased with me. He is not pleased with you. But the good news is this. God is not pleased with us, but He loves us just the same. You are not pleased with your husband or with your wife. Sometimes, I'm not pleased with you, but I love you just the same. Sometimes, we are not pleased with our children. Oh, these children, sometimes they are headaches. No, they don't even follow what you want. But we love them just the same. Sometimes, children, you are not pleased with your parents. But we love them just the same. That is the good news. No, that the Lord wants us to put into our hearts that even despite the fact that we displease God, He will continue to love us. What can I do, Father, in order to be pleasing to God? Be like Jesus. Follow Jesus to trust in the Father. Have you heard what the first reading said? Abraham trusted God. He followed and obeyed and he went to a land he does not know. But he followed. He trusted the Lord. In the psalm, you remember what we sang in the responsorial psalm, no? Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. To trust. St. Paul in the second reading said, you must bear the hardships, your share of the hardships for the sake of the gospel. Sometimes this hardship thing, no? I don't want hardships in life, Father. We are tried. Our faith is tested. You know my uncle? My uncle was diagnosed with liver cancer. He was given 3 months to live, but before 3 months he died. But he cannot accept the fact that he has liver cancer. He said to the doctor, how come I have liver cancer? I have no vice. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't sleep late at night. How can I have liver cancer? The doctor said to my uncle, sometimes these things happen as a sign of God's love. My uncle said to the doctor, I wish he loved you instead of loving me. If that is a sign of love, you are going to die. And in 3 months, he was dead. Before 3 months, he was dead. These are tragedies that we experience. There was this boy. Every Sunday before Christmas, the parish priest used to say, write your prayer request and put it under the bed in the crib of the baby Jesus in the manger. And for sure, you will receive your prayer request. Whatever it is you want, Jesus will give you. Robert wrote for 3 years, Dear Jesus, please give me a bicycle for Christmas. Love, your son, Robert. For 3 years, the boy was writing this request, but for 3 years, there was no bicycle. So when the priest again said, write your... Robert didn't write anymore. Why should he write? For 3 years, nothing happened. But he went to Mass, and after the Mass, he just went to the manger, look around, and when nobody was looking, he took the image of the Blessed Mother and put it in his backpack. And then he wrote, Dear Jesus, if you will not give me the bicycle, you will never see your mother again. This is my last and final warning. Sometimes we do wrong things because of these trials, these tests in faith. We fail to trust in God. It does not happen just with you. Even with priests, there was this priest hearing confession and somebody knocked at the door. And when the priest opened, he was shocked because it's a man with clothes full of blood, with a long knife full of blood. And then the priest, what happened to you? Why are you full of blood? Father, I'm sorry. I killed a man. Why did you kill the man? We are just talking and it turned into an argument. He wouldn't give up. So I just killed him. What are you talking about that turned into an argument that made you decide to kill the person? Well, Father, he is insisting on his belief. He said that there is a God. There is a God. I told him there is no God. There is no God. But he kept on insisting, there is a God. There is a God. I said to him, there is no God. He wouldn't stop, so I just killed him. How about you, Father? Do you believe that there is a God? The father said, that was before. What will you do if the knife is pointed at you? You see, these are trials of faith. Sometimes because of this, it weakens our trust. You know, some people just say, I ask you this simple question. Please answer honestly. Do you trust in God? Just here. How about you? Do you trust in God? Why do you always worry? Worry and trust cannot go together. Look at yourself. Look at where you came from now. And sometimes small things we worry about. Oh, there's snow. I might sleep. If you trust in God, you know that God has a good plan for all of us. And as Father Egay said, it is good that you are here. And he is very thankful that you have time for the Lord. You see, to trust in the Lord is simply to believe that when God closes a door, it is because he intends to open a better one. That when your plans fail, to trust is to believe that God has a better plan for you. That is to trust. In short, some people just say things that they don't really mean. There was a time that the Pope got so sick, he will surely die. He needs a heart transplant. And so it was announced to the Catholics in St. Peter's, the Pope is very sick and he needs to have a heart transplant in order to live. When the Catholics there in front of the church heard that the Pope needs a heart, who would give a heart? If you give your heart, then you will be the one to die. But you know, when the Catholics heard that the Pope was sick and he needs a heart, the Catholics shouted, take my heart! Take my heart! Let's pretend that you are, let us reenact the situation. You are the Catholics in front of the house of the Pope, and when it was announced, you will shout, take my heart! Take my heart! Let's test it. 1, 2, 3.
Take my heart! Take
very good. So the people were shouting that, and the Pope heard it, and the Pope started crying. He looked out the window, and when the Catholics saw the Pope out the window, they all shouted together, the Pope said, I only need one heart, and all of you are offering your hearts to me. I'm really touched by your generosity to allow me to continue living and serving the church. So in order to choose whose heart I will take, I will just drop this feather. To whom the feather will drop, his heart I will accept, I will receive. So the Pope dropped the feather, and the Catholics were shouting, the feather slowly descended on the people, and they were shouting loudly. It's coming closer and very much aloud. When it was so near, the people said, there it is. It's coming closer. The Pope is already dead. The feather hasn't dropped. Sometimes we just say things, I trust in God. But do you really? A person who trusts, in putting it in simple terms, is somebody who believes that whatever happens to me, I accept no matter how undesirable the situation is, because God knows best. If you can say these words, whatever happens to you, no matter how much you dislike the situation, no matter how painful it is, if you can say this word, that's fine with me. then you trust in God. Try it. That's fine with me. Together? The road is slippery. And then, when you went out the church, you slipped and fell. You don't like that. But if you trust in God, what will you say? Some people saw you and they laughed at you. What will you say? Tell them, can you do that? If you can say that as an expression, then you really trust God. When you go home right now, even if it is snowing, your house is already burning. If you trust in God, what will you say? Yeah, because your house is old. God wants to give you a new one. Don't you want a new house? If you will demolish your old house, you will still spend and pay for some people. So God said, I don't want you to spend to demolish your house. I will just burn it so that you can build a new one. Your boyfriend left you. What will you say? Your husband left you. Nobody likes to. You don't trust anymore. Your husband left you. Because he's also old. No? The Lord will give you a new one. Sometimes these things happen. You got sick. What will you say if you trust God? The person beside you died. Oh, only you. If you can say that as an expression of trust, Lord, that's fine with me. I know your way is the only and best way for me. And that is a very good sign that you really trust God, and be assured, people who trust in the Lord, when heaven opens and God speaks, you will hear the same word that Jesus heard from heaven. You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Good morning, and God bless you all.